Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is 9:01 Pacific Coast time. It is 11:01. And that is if you're in the South. And 12:01 if you are on the East Coast of the world. Hello. It is me. It is I, Sugarlicious. Me. Would say Static, D'Annunzio, and all those other repetition names. How's everybody this morning? I am absolutely doing not too well because I don't have my coffee. Normally, as a rule, I get up and I make a little cup of coffee or some cocoa, which is why the show is called Coffee, Cream, and Sugar. And this morning, it didn't happen. I have actually been up since 7 o'clock. I want to wish those are who are in my life a happy birthday before we even get started. Happy birthday to my BBG, Rover, who had her little party last night. That was absolutely fabulous. It was really, really nice. She had a really nice party. Also, happy birthday to Bomshi, my god baby. It's her birthday today as well. So happy birthday, baby. Also, honorable mention for a birthday, Angelus. It's his birthday today. Cat Stairs, it's his birthday today. And Theo Andrade, it's his birthday today. Oh, and my god baby just informed me that her birthday is on the 29th. So we're going to take that birthday wish back. We're taking it back. That's what we're going to do because, yeah, it's not her birthday today. But anyway, happy birthday. Well, it's not Roro's birthday either until the 27th. But, hey, I won't be on the 27th, so take your birthdays now. Anyway, how is everybody doing today? I am, as I said, halfway asleep, halfway awake. Because why? Because I have not had my coffee. And I actually told my brother to go do a run for me to get coffee and bring it back in his ass, and that was told to him at 7:30, and I still haven't heard from him. So I guess I am doing this without coffee. Oh, my God. If I could just, it's just not going to happen. Anyway, it is a random day today. I had no topic at all. I did have a topic, and then I decided, yeah, I'm going to do the topic some other day, and then I was talking to the husband, Peligroso Angel. Some of you know him as the Spanish-Italian elf boy. And he was like, you want me to co-host with you? And I'm like, yeah, co-host with me. Why not? So that means the topic I had, which was a very feminine topic, was not going to go. So I had to actually change the topic. So at this point, we're just doing random shit. Random shit. Yeah. random shit. Anyway, if you were at Roro's party last night, if you weren't at Roro's party last night, you really missed something really nice. I actually sung Happy Birthday. I really, now for my record deal, I know that someone heard it, my record deal. My Grammy actually sung too, as well. Yeah, everybody went AFK. Just kidding, Grammy did a good job. And then we had Monkey, who is going to be on my show. She is actually a actual little girl who sung Happy Birthday. She is Lady Dexter, as both of you guys know, that's my wifey. Her little girl actually got on mic and sung Happy Birthday, and it was the sweetest thing. And I love when she said to Roro, "You're so adorable." It was just so cute. And she's actually going to be a guest on my talk show, believe it or not. She's going to sing. She's going to sing. That's going to be a real treat. That's something up and coming as well. Anyway, as I said before, I'm, you know, trying to get some coffee, so I don't know how it's going to work, but we're going to try, okay? Anyway, I'm going to bring my my guest host on since he's being so patient. Oh, also, on the 28th, which is the Sugar Delicious show that is on the grid, the makeover person will be actually, the candidates will be selected and announced on the show on the 28th. And so that's going to be something. And also, I'm going to do something a little bit different. Since it is Halloween almost, I'm going to have, hopefully, my audience will dress up, and I'm going to be giving out some linens because I won't be doing the show on the 31st. The 31st, actually, which is Halloween, ASO, Theta Nu Theta, and LBD will be doing a event, a Halloween event as well. So stay tuned for that. That's about it, I guess I can tell you. I'm going to probably repeat myself again because without coffee, I'm doomed to repeat things. God, I need some coffee bad. You guys just don't know. You don't know what I go through when I don't have coffee. I'm serious. It's like, I can't explain it. I just can't. If anybody is, and I'm not even a coffee person. I only drink coffee on Sundays. Don't ask me why, I have no clue, but I only drink coffee on Sundays, and that's it. Anyway, without further ado, don't you just like that word? I always go ado, further ado. Let me bring my co-host on, the one, the only. I bet he stood there going, I've been on hold for 69 minutes, and this happened still talking. The one, the only. The love of my life, the father of some of my kids. Hella Glow, so static. Hola.
What's good, baby? Good morning.
Good morning. How are
drum
you? Did you see how? Are you kidding me? Did you see how I introduced you? Did you see how you were introduced, homie?
I love it.
Now, I got my daughter saying, did you really say the father of some of your kids? Well,
I was about to say, wait a minute. It's supposed to be all of your kids. So make me find out about
okay,
the milkman.
Let me tell you why I don't say all my kids, okay? Let me explain to you why. Because he would not claim my cat. And Diva is my baby, and he would not claim her. He says Diva is, see, here we go. Here we go. So he won't claim my cat. My cat's my baby. So that is the father of almost all my kids. He won't claim her.
She's a damn terror. She's a damn four-legged terror. Just walking around in this earth for no damn reason.
Shut up. That's not true. And the cat that I have in game, Leo, he won't claim Leo either. He won't even claim Leo.
I don't claim any cats in game, RL. No.
His dog?
No, you know what? I'm lying. Because my lion is a cat. Big cat.
Yes.
Ferocious cat, though. I mean, he can tear some shit up.
He's lying. And my daughter's going, Leo is scared. let me tell you about Leo. Leo is a cute little cat that I have in game. He's very, very sweet. He really, really is. One day my daughter, Candy, was over, and the cat just happened to push her. Nothing major. But Candy, like, freaked out and goes, "That cat's evil. He's the devil." He was not the devil. He was not evil. He's the sweetest little kitty cat that there is. He's not, no, he's not gangster. He's sweet. He really is. I don't know why you're. Wow. Wow, really? Really?
For real.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're acting like this. Really? You need to sit down, take several seats. But mind you, this lion, which he was, he has in World of Warcraft, oh, my God, that is his baby. That he, look, he loves his lion
so
much.
That's my number one ninja. I take him everywhere.
See? No, you don't. That's not true.
Well, he's retired now. He's kind of old now.
He's retired and gotten old, yes. That's right. Mm-hmm.
I still take him for a walk here and there. Something about War of the Warcraft. I don't know why you brought that up. I am so mad at Blizzard. For those who don't know who Blizzard is the creator of War of the Warcraft and other games, which I'm not interested. The only one that I'm interested in is in World of Warcraft. Was interested now that they change the interface, the talents, they change every freaking thing. It's not a game anymore. It's a game for people who are just starting to find out about computers, I would say. They went backwards 10 years ago. That's how bad it is. You don't run the same. You don't look the same. You look more cartoonish. I know it sounds kind of funny, kind of weird, but for those who play World of Warcraft know what I'm talking about. They had a little bit more of, what would I say, walking more realistic, looking a little bit something that you got used to. Now they look really, really cartoonish. They walk so dumb, like you're a damn monkey. Like you're a diva, actually.
What?
Just walking around. Excuse me? Walking around just funny. It's not a game that I want to go back to it. And the funny thing is that I keep going back at least once a week. Maybe they change something, but don't. All I hear is in trade chat. Trade chat is where people make their, you know, supposed to be trading items.
It's like
things.
Trade chat is like SL conferences. Like if somebody puts a conference out
right.
And start talking, the trade chat is basically like SL conferences.
Thank you, baby, for making that clear.
You're welcome.
And all you read in trade is people complaining about the game. Oh, here you go. Blizzard fucked something else up. Oh, Blizzard did this. Oh, God, I hate this fucking game now. But the funny thing is that you hate the game, but you keep playing every day. I see the same people talking shit.
Hey, babe, you do too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you play every day too. You play every day, and then you hit me up on Skype and go, "I can't believe they traded this shit." I'm thinking, I'm hearing all this shit in the background that's obviously World of Warcraft. Obviously
right.
World of Warcraft. And you're still complaining. The hope
but,
is you know,
you know, there's a hope. There's a slight hope that they will revert everything how it was before and just making it a little bit better. But there isn't. Now, one of my frat brothers in game telling me that it's going to get better, maybe by saying it's going to get better, you're going to get used to the shit just like you do every other game, and
right.
Nothing changes.
Everything changes, just like how Second Life changed. Everyone that knows me knows I'm not a big fan of the mesh clothing, although now I wear it because after what me actually wearing, I mean, having the really, really, really old viewer, they just changed it. and I could not get on the old viewer any longer. So I was basically pushed or punked or bitched out to have to wear, you know, have to have the new viewer. So now, you know, what I don't like about the mesh is because my avatar's butt and boobs are big. And I always have to, you know, make myself smaller to fit into it. Well, almost everybody I know has the, what do you call it, the mesh body, the, you know, the Tangles, the Lolas, the
Lolas.
You know, shut up. All these bodies. Even my kids have these damn bodies. And the thing is that I am so against it that I'm like, no, I'm not feeling it. I'd rather be natural. If that makes any sense to anyone, I'd rather be natural than having something attached to me. Because to me, it's like getting plastic surgery. You know, I mean, that's the only thing I can say. It feels like it's plastic surgery, because if you weren't born with it, I know that sounds stupid. I know it does, but if you're avatar doesn't originally have it, then why are you, I know, and I know people are going, Sugar, shut the hell up, but it's the truth. That's how I feel, because to me, it's you know, it's a big change. I won't even get the sling seed in hand. You know, I won't get it. I think every last one of my kids, except for my little ones, have sling seed in hand. I think everybody does, and I know, either sling feet or sling hands. I just cannot grasp it and do it. You know, I even had people offer to pay for sling feet and hands for me, and I'm just not doing it. You know, my photographer told me, I'm supposed to be getting pictures taken today. He's like, you know, Sugar, I really think you need to go ahead and invest in the sling feet and hands. So I'm thinking to myself, you really need to shut your ass up. That's what you need to do. Because, you know, he says, well, you know, they're not expensive. I'm thinking, boy, they ain't got shit to do with the money. That ain't the problem. I just don't like wearing the shit, point blank. And when people were at my last talk show, they knew, you know, I made it perfectly clear, well, not the last one, the one before the last one, that I am not going to wear the sling feet hands. I'm not going to get the body. I am not doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
and my daughter is
though.
In my box saying right now that, oh, you're change. No, I will never change in time. No. And, oh, wait, and now here's my goddaughter saying, you confessed to me that goddaddy gave me the money. Yes, he did give me the money to get the sling hands and feet. He did. I asked for it. He gave me the money. And I just nicely spent it on other shit. I sure did. I spent it on other things that I wanted. I did not want the sling hands. And stop trying to, you know what? I tell you what. I will make a post today. If I can get 1 million likes, 1 million, I'll go to sling hands and feet.
Oh,
1 million likes. 1 million. Okay, half a million likes. Half. How does that sound? Half a million likes.
That doesn't sound realistic enough. That's not realistic.
You know what? Last time, remember I said if I got 1,000 likes, that I would go mesh, and somebody actually hit 1,000. I was like, oh, hell no. I didn't think I would reach 1,000. And some of you people were probably paying people, making off this other damn account just to make sure I did that. So, no, I'm going to say a half a million. Half a million likes, and there you go.
Half a million.
Wow.
I'm not doing 1,000. Both of you two, get out of my eyes. I'm not doing 1,000 likes. I'm not doing it. Because more than likely, I'll get 1,000 likes. You'll be pulling people that's not even on my list to make sure it happens. So, no. I'm doing the dance. Still have no coffee. No coffee. No coffee. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You have a different side effect of coffee. Coffee makes me sleepy.
Well, coffee doesn't make me sleepy. Coffee gives me energy. I'm like right now trying to pretend I've got energy because I really don't. But, you know, I got to stay awake somehow because you're boring.
You're not letting me talk. But anyways.
Oh, wait a minute, homie. I'm not
you're not letting me speak.
Oh.
But anyways,
okay, you know
let's go back with my dilemma for a little bit. Okay, you explain everything about Second Line, how everything changes. That's all good and dandy. You know, the community makes the change. You know, you guys go forward. In World of Warcraft, the community of World of Warcraft does not have a saying. You know, they're just going to do whatever the hell they do, and they're going to do it anyways. Either you're happy or not, you're still going to play it. It's like you're addicted. You know what I'm saying? Just like you said, talking about different viewers, that's the interface of World of Warcraft. You guys go forward, trying to make it better. Not Blizzard. Blizzard just got retarded. I don't know if they got in one room, they got so fucking high and everything just went backwards.
I have to admit that a lot of recent, well, maybe what, 2 years ago, because I've been playing World of Warcraft for a little while. That's actually where I met him at, World of Warcraft. We were playing for a little while. And I started noticing, because at first, like, you got to level, I think it was 4, babe, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you crossed over, got to level 4 or 5, might have been 5, level 5. You crossed the water, and then stuff would attack you. And I actually liked that, because it gave you, like a woo, you know, a more of a, you're fighting. Yeah, let's do it, let's do it. Now, you go across the water, and they're looking at you like, hi, how you doing? You know, I mean, it's like, it's not fun as it used to be. Like, we used to go through wetlands, and it was like, whoa, like, you really, like, had to protect yourself in wetlands. Because anything to get you, and it was really, really hell. Then, all of a sudden, they did an update, and you could basically just stroll through wetlands like you're going through on Melrose. If anybody's ever lived in Cali, Melrose is like a pretty nice, decent neighborhood. Okay, something that you probably were better to do an analogy with, Beverly Hills. Just like you strolling through Beverly Hills, where it used to be that if you, it was like you were strolling through Compton or LBC or Long Beach. Or for my Spanish people, or for my Spanish people, East LA. But seriously, because you had to basically fight whatever was there. But then once they upgraded it, it's like you strolled, and it wasn't as fun anymore. So I basically stopped playing because of that. It's been more dungeons than anything else. There's no, like, excitement like it used to be. It used to be so much excitement. It's not the excitement like it used to be.
I agree with that. You know, myself now, I don't do dungeons anymore. I just PvP. For those who don't know, PvP is player versus player. You know, you test your skills, you learn how to play, and that's how Sugar was saying, a level 4 and on, everything will attack you.
Right.
You know, at your level. So that way, you know, you learn how to play your character. But now, you didn't start your, I would say, training until you're level 15 and on.
Right.
Which is
right.
Ridiculous. It's boring. You know, by that time, if it's a new player, they'll be like, this game is too damn easy. I don't want to play this shit. You know, but Blizzard is Blizzard. And it's going to be a Blizzard. I'm so mad at it because usually I go once a year to BlizzCon. I know it sounds stupid, but, you know, it's a World of Warcraft convention, the biggest convention in California. Now, I didn't even buy the tickets. Or sometimes if I didn't go, I used to just order it online just to watch it. Now it's like, I don't even want to anymore.
That's bad, though, because it's sad that, and if anybody, you know, can't relate, let's just say, what if Second Life just changed, like, you know, completely? Like, instead of your avatars looking like they do now, say if anybody's familiar with The Sims when The Sims first started. Say if Second Life decided, okay, we're going to make this, the avatars look like The Sims. You know,
or better
Sims,
yet, or better yet, or better yet, baby, they'll ban mesh hair. Just imagine your Second Life without your Lolas, without your slink hands, slink feet, and without no mesh. Just imagine your Second Life like that.
Just imagine if you, I've been in Second Life 10 years coming in December, and if you probably would go online and just put Second Life and look at, like, the older pictures of Second Life, then let's just think if it was like that, then that's how it is. It's like reverting back in time before all of this actually took place, what it is.
Or just go to a newbie place. You see all them little fuckers just running around without upgrades and shit. Just imagine your life like that.
God. Damn.
Hey,
that's
fuckers,
fucked up.
Really? Fuckers? Fuckers, really?
Yeah, just go look at them little fuckers.
You're just so, so mean. Why would you say fuckers?
Because half of them are fuckers. They're probably all.
In other news.
In other news, what do we got?
This is really random. I'm actually trying to turn the music off of it.
I'm glad you mentioned Halloween. Halloween, happy birthday, baby girl. Again, I love Halloween.
27th. Anyway, did you know, and this is really off the subject because I didn't even realize it. Reason why I think I thought about it actually because of World of Warcraft. Because 1 year, Ozzy Osbourne did a performance on
BlizzCon, the convention.
BlizzCon.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he just couldn't believe how awesome he was. He was just like, wow. You know, he's just really, really, he was really, really awesome. He, you know, didn't become a big fan of Ozzy's, but had a lot of respect. I didn't know that Ozzy Osbourne tried to commit suicide.
Trying to what? You cut off, I'm sorry.
He tried to commit suicide when he was 14 years old.
No way.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
I know that's really random. He said he was just going through a lot, you know, and he basically felt like, you know, the reason why I mentioned suicide is because of I have a friend who asked me to do a topic of suicide, and she asked me about maybe a month ago, and I've been kind of avoiding it, and I'm not going to get into it right now, but it just kind of like, wow, you know, because you would think, you know, somebody like Ozzy Osbourne, and Owen, I think, can't remember Owen's last name, but he's like a pretty good actor. I think it's Owen Wilson. Owen Wilson actually tried to commit suicide, too. It's just, and of course, Robin Williams, you know, I'm not going to get into the subject, but the reason why Ozzy Osbourne came to effect, because I remember Angel saying that Ozzy Osbourne was at the event, and I thought, wow, you know, you just don't know. But anyway, sorry to bring everybody down for a quick second, you know. Maybe we should go to a commercial break, because Sugar just fucked up our mood.
She just, wow, you just fucked up my mood too, baby. Damn.
All right. Okay, so on that note, we're going to go on a commercial break. We'll be right back. just joined me, I am Sugarlicious, and this is the Coffee, Cream, and Sugar Show, and I've got my co-host, Summer Girl So Static, on hold for a minute. I was just talking about something randomly, and we don't have any topic today. It's just a random show. We're going to talk about any and everything. Well, not any and everything, because there's some things that we even shouldn't discuss, but we won't go into it. We were talking about World of Warcraft and Second Life and how much has changed, and yeah, I'm kind of off that subject now, so I'm going to bring him back. Back to life. Back to the talk show.
Hello? Am I on?
You're on.
Yeah, you're on. Anyways, talking about Ozzy, right? Now, mind you, I don't like rock bands and none of that hollering and gore shit. I like the reggaeton, you know what I'm saying? I like the reggaeton. But when I saw his performance, it was one of the best performances I've ever seen. It was amazing. Like, when you see him on TV, he's stuttering and acting real slow. But this fucker was active. I mean, he had everybody going. So I give him props for that. Am I on? Can I get a clap?
We heard you. We heard you.
Can I get
you.
A damn clap on that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Woo! Whoa! Woo.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
You're stupid, baby. Somebody get this some coffee.
Yeah. Wow, I need my coffee. Yeah. Let's talk about something that that I'm sure that all of you want to hear about. Let's talk about D and Beyonce.
Oh, Lord.
No, this is going to be real quick. This is going to be real. Another friend of mine, I would never disclose these friends' names, maybe. But honestly, what's funny to me, and Beyonce's supposed to be on my show, by the way. Yeah, well, we'll see about that. She's just been lagging and yeah, whatever. But anyway, the Jay-Z and Beyonce thing, I guess about maybe a month or two of months ago, they were supposed to be getting a divorce. And, you know, it was all this circle. And all of a sudden, now she's pregnant. And, you know, you see them kissing and they're one big happy family. Let me say this. And I'm going to probably be hated. And I don't really give a shit because whatever. But people realize something. When the camera is on a celebrity, do you really think that who they really are and how they really are, you're going to be able to view it? That is just the reason why in the elevator, when Solange was kicking the shit out of Jay-Z, you think that was something that they would do for everybody to see? They had no clue that the camera was on them. People, you need to start realizing that when people of celebrityism, that's my new word,
celebrity.
Being seen. Have you ever thought like, oh, you see him on vacation? Oh, look at them on vacation. Oh, they're so in love. Don't you realize that they know the camera is on them? These aren't random photos. These ain't photos that just happen to be snapped. Come on, seriously. These are photos that are basically fed to us. For us to see, because we want to see them happy, and we want to see that, oh, my God, they've got the best relationship in the world. Jay-Z loves her. She must have forgave him. I'm sorry, but that's bullshit. These two work better together, and money's better together as they are. There are probably so many celebrities that are in relationships that probably hate each other's fucking guts, but you'll never know that for the simple fact that they want you to keep feeding into the American dream, the dream that, oh, wow, you know, money solves everything. Because the fact of the fucking matter is that we don't really know how they progress or how they live their life outside of the limelight, you don't know shit. Because whatever is being said to you by the media is going to be said to you by the media. That's just it. You'd never really, really know. Am I right?
That's right. I agree with that.
I mean, this one never thought that Whitson and Jindal would break up. And they're not in a relationship, but I mean break up as a musical team or as a reggaeton team. How would you say that?
Right. You would say a reggaeton team. Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the randomness of my godchild.
Shit.
And I'm going to ask you on air, since she just blurted this out to me, and I'm going to have to stay out of eye, because between my daughter Candy, my goddaughter Bomb, and my daughter Lisa, they are driving me. They got me cracking up over here, and I'm trying to do a show and retain my composure. So.
And this is how it is, people. I be talking to her. I just be blabbering out shit, and I get no response. She just gets quiet, just like she just did 5 seconds ago. And I'll be like, babe? And then she just busts out laughing. I'm like, okay. I haven't said anything funny.
Oh, anyway. The goddaughter wants me to ask you on air. Now, I'm not doing this against her will. Please, no, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
She says, how do you feel about Jay Bevin, Baldin, and him, do you approve of him being her new baby daddy?
No. Now, let me tell you something. Maybe in your dreams, baby girl, maybe in your dreams, but in reality, no. It's not good for you. He ain't no good. He's not even a man. Put it that way.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So you just
stick
your little
no
happy butt down back in the basement. Next.
I have no clue who this person is either. I don't even know who he is.
He's goofy looking. I'll show you the picture. Matter of fact, baby girl, just show her the picture. Babe, you'll be like, oh, what the hell is this Ken? The Barbie doll. Is this Ken? What the hell? No, this is not a real man, baby. No.
Oh, my God. She's crying in the corner. I'm on Google, and I'm Googling his name, and that's J.Bald, Z as in victory, I, N as in that's it, and no.
Exactly.
Oh, God. What is he, does he sing? Does he dance? Does he tap dance? Oh, God, does he tap dance? Does he sing?
He does the Irish dance.
Is he wannabe gangster? Oh, he does the Irish jig?
He's one of those gangsters from the suburbs.
Oh, and Candy's trying to creep out the basement while you're talking to Bomb.
I'm sorry, I have double locks in the outside, so sorry. You can try.
Oh, baby girl, if this is the best picture you got a homeboy, oh, my God.
That's a damn shame.
She says she has a song called 6 a.m. that she's been listening to. So what I'm going to do is next week I'm going to play the song, 6 a.m., and then we're going to have if we like it or not, because we're not going to like it.
It's a catchy song. It's a catchy song. I'm going to tell you right now, it is. It's a catchy song for somebody that's 16 to the 20s. Okay, it's one of those party songs.
Oh, it's
I just
party
throw you
song.
The whole thing.
I got to hear it
yeah.
real quick. Okay. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but...
A little bit, yeah. But no.
Hey. Okay, let me stop.
Good Lord.
I have not had my coffee. This is the reason why I'm just like on edge right now. You people don't get it. If you people cared about me, you would have gotten my box by now and asked me where I live and if there was a Starbucks near me and call Starbucks and see if they deliver. If you cared about me, if you cared. Okay, I'm better. I'm okay.
You okay?
I think so.
You sure?
I think I'll, yeah.
Okay,
you're able to handle
okay.
What?
I said you would.
Oh, you know what? If you cared about me, you would have had some coffee delivered. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the randomness of that. If you wanted me to live, yeah.
Well, I'm not near my computer right now, so.
Anyway, that's bullshit. Anyway, this is what I'm going
no,
to do.
No, bullshit. Now, let me tell you people, true story. Now, she got my credit card on file. What is it, LA Bites, Grubhub, whatever. Now, I decided one night, I'm going to surprise my baby. She's going to get home, and her food's going to be delivered 5 minutes after. Okay? I'll be a little romantic here and there, whatever, once in a while. I order her a steak. Baked potato. Sorry, Grammy, I know you're going to kick my ass, but, you know, I spoil my wife, you know, once in a while. I order a nice 14-ounce steak, thick, baked potatoes, and what else was it? And vegetables, right?
Yes.
And it happened 5 minutes later, you know, her food got delivered, even flowers. Okay, even flowers. She got a dozen roses. And she calls me and said, that's not what I'm in the mood for. Oh, wow. Excuse me. It's not
sorry.
The first time that happened. Second time, third time, what, fifth time? So at that time, I'm like, you know what? Order whatever the hell you want to order. Because every time I order her something, that's not what she wants. Can I get
an amen? That's not entirely true, and I honestly feel that you're not really, you know, telling the entire truth about that. This is what happened, okay? All right. I had a really big lunch, huge lunch. I actually went out with Dee Dee, and we had a really, really big lunch. So, having the big lunch, when I got home, I honestly just wanted to have a nice little salad. You know, that's all I really wanted because I had eaten so much. I was really, really full. It wasn't that I was ungrateful. It's just that I honestly just did not want to eat a steak. Now,
she's laughing because she knows it's bullshit. Because look, true story, people. Following day, said, all right, I'm going to order her something else, something different. I did. I ordered her something different. Shrimp scampi. Mmm, fucking delicious. Okay, off the hook. Garlic bread, little vegetables on the side, right? And a little wine. Okay. No, baby, I'm not in the mood for that. I'm in the mood for steak, baked potatoes, and vegetables. Oh, okay. So we go in. We're going back a step. Excuse me, Mark. Okay. What was your excuse that time? What was your excuse that time?
I wanted a steak and baked potato at the time. I didn't complain a lot. I actually ate what you had the day before that you. So why don't you tell them the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Why don't you tell them that? Because you didn't tell them
the
that part.
Time.
I did put it in the microwave and warmed it up. I did. So why you don't tell them that part? You didn't tell them that part.
The fifth time. The fifth time, people. The fifth time. I ordered her something else.
You know what? This is supposed to have been random topic.
No. Wait. The last time was the last straw. No, wait. Just this real quick. Last time, the very last time I ordered something for her, I'll call her. Baby, what do you want? Bam, she told me. I'll order it. Bam, she called me. Baby, I'm not in the mood for that no more. Then you know what, baby? Don't order for me no more. That's what exactly what she told me. Don't order for me no more. I'm just going to do it on my own. I said, okay.
Ladies.
Okay.
Oh, I'm a single ladies. Oh, anyway, ladies, honestly.
You ain't true. Single.
There.
Oh, the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies. You ain't single. Okay?
Okay, ladies. Have you ever been in the mood for something and then your mind changed? I mean, that's just not even just food. It could have been shoes. Like you saw a pair of shoes, and by the time you actually saw them, like you wanted them so bad, by the time you actually saw them, you decided, I don't really want those shoes or a purse or a hairstyle. It's the same thing with food. It's the same damn thing. Right now, I may want toast, eggs, grits, sausage, you know, and then maybe an hour later, if I haven't ate the toast, you know, eggs, grits, sausage, I might want biscuits and or even more pancakes. I mean, it honestly just depends on your mood. And so the reason why I told him to order for me anymore, because he's as sweet as he could be, and I know he was trying to do it. I know he was trying to do it being sweet, but I didn't want it after, I mean, shit, you know, I mean, I don't know what the hell.
you don't even know what you're talking about, okay? Now, let me tell you something, people. There's no refund on food when you order. It's a done deal, okay? She brought up the shoe fact.
Okay,
you may change your mind. You can go back to wherever you purchased your shoes and return it.
Depending on the store. Because if you're in Second Life, you damn sure can't return something. Okay, here we go. Come back, shoes. Yeah, if you're in Second Life, you can't return it. It's a done deal. You know, you cannot go to a store and say, hey, can I return these? Because they don't fit right. Come on now. Can I get a holler?
That's like you saying, let me go to this taco joint. Let me get a carne asada taco. Take a bite out of it. I'm like, yeah, you know, I just changed my mind, homie.
Well,
let me get a chicken taco.
Since you're talking about that, I have actually had a uncle that used to go to restaurants, and this is a true story. He would order something. He would eat half of it because he was the cheapest MF in the family. He would eat half of it and then would complain that it was something wrong with it, and he would always get something else too. So he would end up basically getting a free half of a meal. He always would. Or getting his money back. It was so damn embarrassing. It was so embarrassing. So he used to do that all the time. So don't tell me that you can't do that. Because you can. Go ahead. It's your turn.
Well, if you put it that way, I mean, it's like
it's
you say,
true,
he was
though.
Just an MF. He was just
yeah,
an MF.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. God, he was real cheap. I mean, really, really cheap. I know my auntie used to, it was so funny. She used to come, and the thing is, that it's not that the man didn't have money, because he did. He had lots of money, and he was good to his family, but he was cheap. Because my auntie used to always complain about, yeah, he was. She used to always complain about the fact that he never wanted her to get a new dress. He would always tell her to go to the Salvation Army, I swear. And when I say the man had money, I mean he did.
But he used
to always tell her to go, yes, he did. He used to always tell her to go to the Salvation Army, and he used to tell her to get the kids' clothes from the Salvation Army. The only thing that he would not let them get from the Salvation Army was their underwear. I shit you not. I'm telling you, he was a cheap bastard. Now, when I say he was good to his family, is the fact that, you know, he kept a roof over their head. You know, they ate all the time. Now, it came to food, you know, they ate really, really good all the time. I used to love to go to their house when I used to visit Mississippi. They always ate good. Plus, the fact he actually had a shrimp boat. So, you know, if you know anything about the South, when you have, like, a shrimp boat or something, you make money. You make good money. So he made good money. He just was a cheap bastard to the point where she ended up having to get a job. She ended up getting a job, you know, to get, like, little things, you know, because, like, I remember one incident, he had a toaster, and he was like, she was like, you know, we really needed a new toaster. His name was William Thomas, and they called him Double T. It was WT, but Double T is how you used to say it. But anyway, he told her the only way she'd get a new toaster if that one would just break, like be in pieces. He would end up fixing everything that would break. Now, mind you, there's nothing wrong with that, but after a while, I mean, you should get a new toaster. You should have to keep a toaster 6 damn years. That, to me, is just too long.
Damn
toaster, seriously. So one day, you know, the toaster went out again, and he took it out into the back and fixed it again. And she said, Double T, you are not going to get me a damn toaster. He's like, no, I'm not. I'm not getting you a toaster. Now, this is the type of man that would get her an apron for Christmas. I'm telling you, he was just cheap. But the funny thing is that she said, I am not, yes, babe. Yeah, he was bad. He said, I'm not getting you a toaster unless this one is in pieces. So she took it. I guess she had enough. She took the hammer from off the shelf, and she cracked that bitch up.
Wow.
So she said, 17, you get my toaster. What did he do? He went to the Salvation Army and got her a used toaster.
Wow.
Now, which to me is worse, because you don't know where this toaster stands. You know, I mean,
that's
seriously,
classic.
It was like for real. It was like for real. I mean, he was too much. My grandma just ended up buying her toaster. And he bitched about that toaster. He bitched about it because he felt like my grandmother shouldn't have bought it because that was a waste of money. That's just how he was. He was just a cheapskate.
Maybe he was a man that, you know, liked to plan ahead. What if something happened? You know, what if there was a flood? Hey, we got to pick up and move. Bam, money right there. He's a thinker, baby.
What the hell does a flood have to do with a toaster?
No, I'm just saying, though, he probably planning ahead, saving that money. Something happens. Something happens. You never know.
A tornado, a
flood, anything happens.
Seriously, a flood, though.
I'm just saying
flood?
He was the thinker. He was just planning ahead. That's all I'm saying.
I am just too done. I'm done. Stick a fork in me. I'm
WT.
Anyway,
I like you, baby.
Anyway, we only have 5 more minutes. Yes, we always just ramble. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to us. This one may start being my co-host. He actually did pretty good today. You know, I didn't fire him like I used to fire him on the stage. Anyway, birthday bash for my godbaby today, Bamshi. Make sure that you attend that. You can check it out on my feed. Also, my talk show on the 28th will be the. Well, I'll be picking the person for the makeover. ASL, TNT, and LBD will do a Halloween masquerade party on the 31st at 8 p.m. So make sure that you attend that. Got my brother telling me he's going to be late with my coffee. Late? Don't even bring it at this point. Don't even bother. It's like, why even bother to bring the damn coffee now? I don't even want it anymore. Anyway, November 4th will be my Scandal show. Yeah. Everybody's been asking me when the Scandal show will be on. It will be November 4th. So, yeah, make sure that you do join us for the Scandal show. And remember, I know nothing about Scandal. I watched the first season, and that was the only season I watched. So I'm going to be sitting there dumb as hell, and everybody else is going to be talking, and I'm going to be like maybe, you know, crocheting or something. Because I just can't get into Scandal anymore. I just can't. It was just, you know, just a one-time thing. Just a one-time thing. Everybody's like, wow, how can you not want to watch Scandal? Because it was, you know, well, I don't know.
Why do you want to watch Scandal? I mean, you got The Walking Dead every Sunday, baby.
Let's not talk about The Walking Dead. We're going to do
Walking
a Walking Dead show.
Awesome.
We're going to do a Walking Dead show, too, because this one asked me to do a Walking Dead show. So we're going to do a Walking Dead
we
show.
We have to. It's
that,
a month.
I don't watch that either. I don't watch Walking Dead either.
She used to watch it. She watched the whole season with me.
What? After a while, it's like, okay, really, I'm tired. All you fuckers can die at this point. That's how I feel about The Walking Dead now, because it's always something. Because it's always something.
It's cataclysm. Everything's going to shit. Of course, something always going to happen.
A show that it's always something. Always. It's like, damn, I'm sick of it. You know what it reminds me of? Lost. Remember how, if anybody saw Lost, me and this one, I'm going to tell you this real quick. Me and this one started watching Lost. And after, I think it was like, what's the second season, babe? We started watching all the old ones. We had never watched it before. After the second season, we were like, fuck this shit. Because honestly, it was starting to be boring. Because it's like, okay, really? And the show was basically true to its name because we were lost. And when my friend told me, she said, girl, they're dead. I'm like, what? Yeah. So, anyway, so good to see you. I think it is time for us to go. We only got less than 1 minute. As always, thank you so much for joining me. I will have a show tomorrow at 8 p.m. It will be like the You That You Know. Basically, we'll be discussing why people feel their real life should be important when they're in Second Life. Anyway, mwah. Sugar, so much for joining me.
Mwah, belly kisses.
Oh,
yeah.
Belly kisses.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ain't
no such thing as
belly kisses.
Belly
kisses. Hey, what the hell are you now? Thank you.